Yeah, Roger, that's kind of a little problem I have here. On my table here, I have a big screen TV, and it interferes with the radio. Some of my radios are really interfering with it, some of them. But yeah, it's better to use batteries than it is the wall board. You're right. All my radios, with the wall board, they come with the power supply. I run them on batteries. That was the wall board. You know, even if they're not switching, they can make some noise.
Copy that. I have an electronics background from high school, and I'm also an electrician. So yeah, tracking down noise is a pretty common thing, it seems like. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, some years ago, before the advent of big screen TVs and switching power supplies and stuff, you didn't have that much interference. You know, you get some interference, but now it's tougher to listen to these radios, because especially if you have TVs and, you know, big screen, you don't even have to be in the same room. Is that a general coverage radio? Is that like, you know, full coverage? Go ahead.
You're starting to cut in and out a bit. Yeah, this thing covers everything except airband, which, you know, we were talking the other night, isn't probably worth listening to, and I have a radio that covers that. It covers everything. I'm still watching videos on how to even turn the thing on. That's how involved it is. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, as a general rule of thumb, from 10 megahertz down, when you get all the nice, from 10 megahertz is where you get the daytime bands there. There, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I have a little portable handheld shortwave reticus deal I bought for like $20. I was listening to that at night prior to my long wire getting removed by a tree company. WRPB448 for identification purposes. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. WSV793 for identification purposes. Cuba's still on the air at night, but if you want to mess around, you know, pop in 6 megahertz, and that's Radio Havana, Cuba, and then slowly tune downward, and you pick up some international stations as you go down. And then I'll start back at 6 megahertz and go up, see what I can get. You know, sometimes I pull stuff if they're broadcasting in English. It all depends on the conditions, but yeah, having an outside wire does help a lot there, Roger.
Copy that. Well, it's good to speak with you. I heard you and Jack talking, wanted to say hello to both of you real quick. I'm going to get back to something I'm working on. I will be monitoring the station. We will talk again soon, and hopefully I can tell you how I did listening to my radio next time we speak. Until then, this is WRPB448. Clear on your final, and I will be monitoring the frequency. Over.
Okay, Roger that. Very good. Good talking to you too. Like I said, I was a little embarrassed last night on Keaton. I don't know how much of it you got, but either way around. Yeah, I'm interested to find out how you doing, how you make out with that radio, and anything I can do to help you, be more than happy to. WSFZ 793. Now,